Hi, this is Deacon Lauren, and I wanted to share with you what we talked about during our Zoom coffee hour on Sunday, October 25th. I mentioned the sermon that Bishop Mark gave on October 17th at our 171st Diocesan Convention. Bishop Mark spoke about how we are broken, deferred people living in a false world, but he made it very clear that we are not lost. He said that the true world of the Holy Spirit will overcome our fears present in the false world through our faith in God. Bishop Mark also said that it is through our mutual love of God and also through our sharing of God's love out in the world, we can change the false world into a world of love. He also mentioned that we need to be drawn out of the false world through God's love of each other and replace it with the beloved community. This notion is also echoed very strongly through our presiding bishop, Michael Curry. Bishop Mark explained that we can accomplish creating a beloved community in two ways. The first way is through overflowing agape love, and the second way is through truth. So in essence, we need to proclaim love and truth as the foundation of our faith in God out into our broken, false world. I then read the Gospel of John, chapter 14, when Jesus is speaking to Thomas. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We then discussed the gospel reading from John, and some of us expressed how many of us are feeling lonely because we aren't able to see our friends and families. These are honest emotions that many of us are feeling, as life is so very different now than it was just 7 months ago. I would now like to share a poem with you entitled "Sweet Darkness" by David White. When your eyes are tired, the world is tired also. When your vision has gone, no part of the world can find you. Time to go into the dark, where the night has eyes to recognize its own. There you can be sure you are not beyond love. The dark will be your womb tonight. The night will give you a horizon further than you can see. You must learn one thing. The world was made to be free in. Give up all the other worlds except the one to which you belong. Sometimes it takes darkness and the sweet confinement of aloneness to learn. Anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you. God sees you in the darkness and walks with you. God slowly nudges you to come to the light of love and truth, to see the goodness and blessings that swirl around us amidst the chaos. We are the beloved community, conquering the false world and replacing it with a world filled with love. Many blessings to you this day and always.